met before?
We have indeed. I'm offended that you didn't remember.
Well, you know, I don't suck fools gladly then.
Yeah, I've heard that about you.
So tell me what makes you angry.
What makes me angry? People who allow their dogs to poo on the street and don't pick it up.
Yes.
That really,
sure.
That gets on my wick.
It's a bloody disgrace.
People who allow their dogs to poo in the park and don't pick it up, that's even worse. Because kids play in the park.
Yeah.
That tends to make me angry. The Lisbon Treaty made me angry.
Tell me more.
Oh. Well, we voted no the first time. I even went home especially to vote no because it's bad for... The treaty was anti-democratic and bad for Ireland and bad for Europe. And all the parties, with the exception of Sinn Féin, were pushing very hard for this treaty to go through so that they can, you know, continue to swan around Europe and look important and feel important. But... the people of Ireland either didn't understand the treaty, which I tried to read it and it was freaking dense, you know, it was really, really impenetrable and hard to get through. And so if they didn't trust it, they said, well, I'm not going to have vote yes for something I don't understand. Or they did understand it and realised this is just really, really bad. It's, you know, making Big Brother more powerful, making Europe more powerful. You know, we fought a long and bitter war against the British, you know, to regain our independence and our sovereignty, only to sell it so cheaply to Europe. And your common Irishman, you know, is far more concerned with the euro in his pocket than any of the long-term dangers that Europe poses for Ireland. And when they didn't get what they want, they spat the dummy, the rest of Europe spat the dummy and demanded a second referendum, which... You know, is immoral if it's not illegal, because we gave our answer. The recession couldn't have happened at a better time for the government. They were able to scare the shite out of everybody and say, we need Europe to get through this. And they're not going to help us through the recession. And they got what they wanted. They got a yes vote. And Europe has been bad for Ireland overall, I think, for the Republic of Ireland. I think the British government, in their scepticism, have been much more cautious. Whereas we've just, you know, kind of thrown ourselves into it because we were getting money. And we've lost so much of our independence and our own ability to make decisions for Ireland. And as well as that, we've lost out culturally as well. And maybe you can say that's one of the drawbacks of progress. But it's not a good enough reason, and there certainly wasn't a good enough reason to hold that referendum again. Did they not hear us the fucking first time? Excuse my French.
Are you just letting them walk all over you?
Well, yes, we elected them. Every country gets the government they deserve. Well, every democratic country gets the government they deserve.
So you think it's whose fault is
it? It's our fault. It's the electorate's fault. People that didn't vote and the people that did.
So you're just like a doormat and letting them get away with it?
Well, it's not a matter of letting them get away with it. We elected them, and we knew who we were electing. We elected Fianna Fáil yet again, but Fine Gael are no better. They have absolutely no backbone. The problem with the Irish government at the moment is that they're trying to approach the recession not by thinking to themselves, how can we create a better situation for the nation or for the country at large, but how can we be seen to be doing our very best while maintaining our wedge of the pie? And that's just wrong. And, you know, the guys, you know, back in 1922 were naive idealists and left us with, a colander of a constitution because they seriously misjudged the Irish character and the nature of the average Irishman. And, you know, the British were right, we're not fit to govern ourselves, you know, although we're still a very young nation, you know, less than 100 years. But but that's, you know, that was a grave error on their part. For instance, the health service isn't constitutionally protected because at the time it seemed like such a fundamental, naturally fundamental, basic human right that there would be they couldn't conceive of any reason why they would need to protect it in the Constitution. And as a result, it's been systematically dismantled and created anew to follow the American model, which is the worst health service in the world. Yeah, well, they've closed out the local hospital that's local to my parents' house. If, God forbid, any of my family or any of our close neighbours had a heart attack, it would take an ambulance at least an hour to get to the scene. And, you know, that first hour is critical. But it's all about brown envelopes. It's all about kickbacks to politicians and contractors and insurance companies, because if they succeed in privatising health, then about 50% of the people who currently can afford private health insurance won't even be able to afford it. And so they'll be reliant on the state, which will force taxation up. And the private hospitals, will be, there'll be all sorts of kickbacks for contractors and politicians for the building of those and for, the maintenance of those hospitals. The whole thing is... It stinks to high heaven, but nobody gives a shit because they're all kind of...
It really stinks.
It does. It does really stink.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more. What makes you really angry?
What makes me really, really angry? Oh, at the minute, I'm in too good of a mood, really, to think about what makes me really, really angry. Mood congruent memory and all that. I'm in too good of a mood to access all those nasty, horrible things that make me angry.
Well, I think that's probably enough.
I think so.